This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny. On Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show. It's Thursday.
How can it only be Thursday?
I feel like it should be Friday.
Yesterday I was thinking the week went by pretty fast. I woke up this morning. I'm like, oh, is it Friday?
No, it isn't.
No Friday.
Well, I knew it wasn't Friday because Hooman didn't do his movie review.
Oh, right. No. That's
Hooman,
right.
That's how I always know it's Friday. When I wake up on Friday morning, I go, what day is it? Okay, yesterday was movie review. Okay, today's Friday.
I know, right? Well, it's going to be a good one today, everybody.
Is it doing Stuber?
Stuber, yeah.
Like stupid Uber?
Close. Do you want me to tell
about
you right now?
About Uber, right?
Yeah. The whole movie is ultimately, I felt like it was a commercial for Uber. The guy's name is Stu.
Oh, okay. That's funny.
Yeah.
Who's the guy?
Najani.
Kamal
What's his name?
Najani.
I know it. Kamal Najani.
The guy, the Indian dude from Silicon Valley.
Yeah. He's great. And The Big Sick.
Yeah.
He did that movie.
Yeah. That's right.
I love him so much. Although I saw him on Watch What Happens Live last night.
Mm-hmm.
I felt like he was trying too hard.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you know, people do try hard. You know? There
he is. It was just, like, too hard.
Oh.
Yeah. And you know what? The thing was that show is Annie Cohen, and it's on Bravo.
Yeah.
And everyone that goes on that show loves all the Bravo shows, you know, all the Housewives, all the stuff.
Oh.
And he's never watched
one of those.
He apparently had never watched any one of those shows.
He didn't know where he was.
Yes. So I felt like he was trying too hard because he wasn't filling his place right there.
Yeah.
Whereas, you know, the other guest there knew everything about everyone.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, you can't.
All right. He's busy living
a
great life.
He's busy building his stock.
Well, I heard Stuber was horrible.
Oh, no.
Oh, really?
Oh, man.
Is that what you heard?
It's not what I heard.
Uh-oh.
I felt like some of the reviews were overly harsh.
Oh.
All right.
So you liked it?
I didn't hate it.
Oh.
I didn't love it, but I didn't hate it.
Oh.
Real question is, what did Johnny think?
Oh.
Yeah.
So this is the movie you dragged Johnny to.
Yeah.
Mm.
Was Jenny like, man,
no.
Another crappy movie?
We've seen a lot of stinkers together. This wasn't nearly as bad as what we've seen together, so.
Well, and I'm sure he's like, and I got a podcast to promote, so
it does not matter.
I got to get in
anything
there.
Anything you want.
My Iota and Toyota and what does he do? The
California of Johnny Mosey's Wildest Dreams.
Right.
And my podcast.
And my nuts. I got nuts to sell people.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. What's happening with those seeds? Anything?
He'll tell you when
Hopefully
he gets here, I bet.
I'm sure he'll have plenty
we
to
need
say.
Some.
I hope he brings some in.
And a bar. Did you guys mention the bar?
Right.
And
he's got a bar.
That boy has a lot to promote.
I was thinking breakfast bar.
He should. You know what? He should have a breakfast bar.
Why not?
Johnny Mosley should have a breakfast bar.
Or a cereal.
Sure. Something. Start your day like a champion.
A Wheaties type thing.
Gold medal start to your day.
What would Tommy Igo say about the movie?
Oh,
Tommy would have been like, I can't believe you took me to
another
POS.
Yeah, Tommy, he's a harsh critic. He's not as bad as Sarah's brother, but he's a harsh critic.
Mm. Oh, I thought my brother liked all the movies you took him to.
No, he hates everything.
Yeah, he's rough. He's rough.
Oh, I didn't realize that.
He's like a bad time guy.
My brother.
Uh-huh.
He just
Everywhere
likes
he goes,
bitch,
he's all, this is terrible. I had no good times. Am I wrong?
I think so.
Has he liked anything?
We went to that one thing on the boat one time.
Oh, he loved that.
And he loved that.
He still talks about that.
Does he? Yeah.
Yeah.
That was so much fun. I was thinking about that this morning.
I actually felt bad when they first got here. Like, a bunch of really cool things happened right off the bat.
Yeah.
And I was like, you know, this isn't how it is all the time.
We just got lucky.
They were like, this is amazing out here. Like, every day there's some amazing things. And I'm like, it's not. This is a total fluke, you guys.
Don't get used to it.
I think they're realizing that now.
Yeah, well, yeah, it happens. They have to create their own fun.
That's well. Look, you know, here you go. You got a chance to live life in California. Make it what you will.
Yeah.
Right.
I told my friend, I'm not your social calendar, man. Don't count on me to take you to
no
stuff.
No doubt.
Yeah. No.
Absolutely.
Find your own fun.
Yep. Plenty of it out there.
Mm-hmm.
Go have it.
Yeah.
Go explore. You got nothing to do? Go find something. Go, please, get out your door and walk around.
Yeah, like you're
to
in
your
California.
House.
Vinny said.
No, don't. Not to my house. Preferably.
Vinny always says, just go outside.
Yeah, just go outside, man.
Yeah. Just get in your car, drive, like, put your finger down on a map somewhere and just be like, I'm going to go check out that town today.
Mm-hmm.
You know? There's all kinds of great stuff around here.
When we were kids, my mom would be, well, I guess I wasn't. Well, I was a kid when she started saying, let's go cruising.
Cruising.
So we go cruising, and then when I got to be of driving age, man, we were off. Come on, Mom.
She was like, take me cruising.
Yeah, take me cruising. So, okay. We'll just drive. Let's just drive. See where we go. See where it takes us.
Yeah. When you have little kids, you go, let's do a playground tour today. You know where all the good
that
playgrounds
sounds fun.
Are. It was fun. You know, it made it like an adventure. I'm like, we're going to go to like 8 playgrounds today. They're like, we are? Like, yeah, and your dad
out.
Is going to be happy with me. When I get home, I'm going to get, I don't even want a foot rub. I guess I could have asked for that. I'm going to get a nice dinner. Your dad's going to be so pleased.
Right.
But it wasn't exactly cruising.
Well, close to it.
Then again, I wasn't smoking pot with my kids at that point, so, you know.
Oh, but you are now?
No, I'm making a Yuzette and her mom joke.
Oh.
Yeah.
Ah.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, that started pretty early.
How early would you say? Like, were you a 10-year-old?
No, I think I was, about...
10 and a half?
Maybe 8th or 9th grade.
Oh. So 12 or something? 12 or 13?
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah.
That's cool. All good.
Look how you turned out. You're great. It's good mom.
Now
it's
we
good
barely
momming.
Smoke weed, man.
I know. Now it's like,
what
no thanks.
That? I used to smoke weed every day.
Well, we were all kids once. Do you have that one bad experience? You just go, I guess this just isn't for me anymore.
Did you ever smoke so much weed and you were so high, but you still kept puffing and going, I can just get a little higher? That ever happened to you guys?
It wasn't about getting a little higher. It was just about sustaining what you had going on.
Oh, know? That's how it works?
Keep the buzz going.
Yeah. Sometimes I would smoke so much, I'd be like straight. I'd be like, I can't.
You smoke yourself straight.
Yeah, it just doesn't work anymore.
I would get, I remember a couple of times that I got, you say paranoid, I say scared.
Oh.
Like I got scared of the situation that I was in with people and like
Vaughn, by
what
the way,
am I
is totally into this conversation. He never looks into the room and he keeps leaning his head in like, you guys are talking about pot? I want to talk about pot.
Come here, Vaughn.
Come on in, Vaughn. You want to talk about pot?
Let's talk about pot, baby.
Yeah, it's legal now.
Let's talk about pot,
yeah, it is.
Baby.
Unbelievable.
I drive by one of the big
dispensaries
near my house all the time.
Mm-hmm.
It's on one of the main roads in Santa Cruz.
Is it always
and it's
packed?
Gigantic. It used to be a restaurant.
Oh.
And it's gigantic. I haven't gone in there, so I don't know what the inside looks like, but there's people streaming in and out of there all day.
Mm. Yeah. You're lucky if you're the business next door. You know, you get a little overflow. It's really packed in there. I'm going to come in here and look
what
at
is
these
that
candles.
Called? Yeah. Kind People's.
Oh, kind
is
people's.
It? That's what it's called.
Shame. I think so.
I wonder if that's our friend Steve the Sentinel.
And
guy.
I think there's
His
two of them.
Friend runs one of those places.
Oh, really?
So I wonder if that's her.
Might be.
What's so, Vaughn, what's on your mind?
What's up? talking about pot guys?
Yeah.
You've been to Kind People's, Vaughn?
I've not been to Kind People's.
You heard of it, though?
I haven't, but that's a wonderful name. That's a great name.
Kind People's.
So, Bud Tender, we were talking about yesterday, that's what the people are called?
Yeah, Bud Tenders are really awesome people.
Hilarious.
You know, you walk into the dispensary, and they'll walk you through your pot journeys.
What's your strain?
Yeah, what do you do?
Strain wise is probably like a Blue Dream or something like that.
Blue Dream.
Oh, what's Blue Dream? Is that a sativa or indica?
It's a hybrid.
Oh,
and
I
is
see.
That do you go with the actual plant version or are you more of a edible or a liquid?
Guy,
I'm more of a flower guy.
Oh,
but every now
is
and then.
Is that what it means? Flower is like the bud.
Buds.
Yeah, the bud. The actual.
You want to smoke it?
Plant.
Be harsh.
Do you roll your own joints or do you get the ones already?
I roll my own joints.
Rolled.
And you do
tight,
do you
tight
do
roller?
Doobies?
I do spliffs.
Spliffs, baby.
So you mix in tobacco?
Just a little bit.
Oh. And you use a cigar paper?
Actually, a joint paper. Raw paper.
Raw? Is that like organic? What human beings?
It's a brand.
Yes, yeah, it's totally
human.
Organic.
Is it like Zigzag?
It's 100% biodegradable, so you can smoke outside and it'll biodegrade into the earth.
All right.
You're so natural.
So, you know, you gotta be.
You gotta be, and I suppose you have to do that, you know, barefoot with your feet in the dirt, you know,
exactly.
Like grounded.
Let me ask you a question. Don't you feel like when you've got really good pot, which I imagine that's what Blue Dream is.
Yeah, that's all there is now.
That you're wasting some weed by putting it in a doobie, especially mixing it with tobacco?
No, well, the idea of it partly is to actually stretch it out some. You don't need as much to get super high.
So you fill it with
tobacco. With a little bit of filler, yeah.
Do you buy cigarettes and then put them in there or break them up?
There's actually like packets of like...
Filler.
Filler tobacco stuff. Not as harsh as... cigarette tobacco.
Yeah. Got it. Yeah.
And what dispensary do you go to?
Grassroots, Blue Dream in Oakland, where I go to.
Oh, that's where you have your show.
Exactly. We have a show tonight, actually.
Okay.
Perfect timing.
Working on this show has paid off for Vaughn.
Boom, there we go. Making it happen.
What are you doing at Blue Dream in Oakland?
Yeah,
Blue Dream. So you smoke the Blue Dream weed from the Blue Dream dispensary?
I do, yes.
The Blue Dream in Oakland?
Yes.
So what are you doing tonight? What's happening tonight?
Tonight we're having Blue Room Comedy. So I'm going to be the DJ. We have a host. His name is Langston. We have a few comics coming out. It'll start at 7 o'clock. Doors open. Show at 8 o'clock. I'll be spinning some music, and it'll be a good time.
Hope you get home early enough to get a good night's sleep.
Hopefully. We'll see.
Don't be late tomorrow.
Yeah. Don't be good.
Don't worry. You're a really good DJ.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
I know we said that before, but you were great.
Excellent at our event.
Flawless.
If people want to hire you, where do they find you?
Find me on Instagram at Vaughn DaWizard. You can email me owizard@gmail.com.
Or here. We can get you here. Yeah,
as
sure.
Well.
Right.
Hit up Yuzi. She'll let me know.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I'll need a cut of that, though.
Yeah.
Got you. No worries.
What were you going to say, Vin?
Vaughn, are you a single guy again?
I am a single guy.
All right.
I liked that girl.
I did, too.
That's nice.
But all the ladies, you know, there's a lot of people who probably want to enjoy his attention.
Sure.
Yeah, a lot of girls like me.
Mm-hmm. You're a likable guy.
Thank you.
Have fun with that, buddy.
I shall.
Vaughn and I were on a website. Is that okay if I say?
Yeah, sure.
I was looking for a sugar mama for him.
Oh, a sugar mama?
Yeah,
we were signing up for not a membership.
Like, what?
What is it? Sugar baby sites.
Yeah.
You're kidding me.
No.
You're looking for someone like Rich Mama to just
that wants
float
to
you?
Enjoy his company,
I mean, your mom
Sarah.
Says you can fall in love with a rich guy, so...
Says just as easy as a poor guy. You know? I didn't make that happen, but...
You know.
Wow, so you're saying you're willing to provide services in exchange for, say, rent money?
No, just company.
Oh, really? Oh, is that what it is?
Yes. Just camaraderie. No,
but
she
your
pays
job
your rent for your company,
right? His right. job is to bring the hammer, right?
Yeah, it
yes.
is. Oh,
all
boy.
Right, go
well,
on.
Well, Vaughn, you know what? What a wonderful appearance this was. As soon as we
good
started
job,
saying
Vaughn.
"pop," the head starts coming around the edge of the window.
And wait, where are you again tonight?
Blue Dream.
I'm at Blue Dream, Oakland tonight. That's 1300 7th Street, Oakland, across the street from the West Oakland BART.
And that starts at 6 p.m.?
7 p.m.
Ah.
Yeah, 7 yes. o'clock start
I'm actually
time.
Surprised 7.
That's,
I was kind of kidding. I mean, that seems like it would start at like 10 or 11, but all right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We got a little sledgehammer action here for you. This is what you got to give to on the sugar daddy.
Jackhammer.
Bang, 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 bang.
Yikes. All right, well,
thanks,
go enjoy your time in solitude.
Rip it up, buddy.
With the cameras.
Oh, my
that's
God.
Fun.
Well, that's kind of fun.
I should say hi to, speaking of, I thought of it when we were talking to Vaughn about all the ladies.
Yes.
Hi to, I met Mary's daughter yesterday.
Who's
at
Mary?
The Whole Food. Mary is the mom of the daughter I met yesterday.
I
so
see.
I'm at the Whole Foods and she comes up and goes, "Hey, I know you're busy." I was frantic yesterday. I had so much to do and I had to go. And then I realized I'm the one who has to go find shag food for everybody.
Oh boy, somebody's got to feed the family.
If I hadn't been in the car long enough already that day. Anyway.
You do it to yourself.
I know, dude. That's true. My God. I used to live Vaughn's life. Not really, but you know, that.
Yeah,
that,
the 20-minute commute.
Whenever.
Nobody to come home to, no one to answer to.
Right.
I remember those days. It weren't that long ago.
I know. Anyway, so there, in fact, that's part of the story is this girl's, so she grabs me and stops me and she's, I don't even have time to be looking around me. She stops me. You ever meet someone who's just got these big, pretty eyes and you're all, durr.
Yeah.
You lose yourself in them.
Yeah. I went, durr, for a second there. I remember her mom's name. I don't remember hers, but hi, Mary. Mary's a fan. She's like, she goes, I know you're busy, but I texted my mom and I said, I saw you. And she said, you better go say hi. So I'm saying hi. And I'm like,
that's adorable.
Hi. She goes, and she told me I have to take a picture. And I'm like, let's do a picture.
Let's do it.
And I walked away just dizzy from those
googly eyes.
What color eyes?
They were brown, I think. I'm telling you, they were like big and.
They were kaleidoscope eyes.
Yeah.
He fell in.
Anyway, hi, Mary and Mary's daughter. Say hi, everyone.
Hello, Mary
hi.
And Mary's daughter.
Hey. Hi,
whatever Mary's daughter's name was.
I forgot that part.
Did you pick up your suits?
I did. I had a long day yesterday, so I picked up the suit. Got the right shoes. I ate at that True Food place right next to the place that has the...
Where did we... What did we know about this?
It was last time I was at the Stanford Shopping Center, we went there.
Yeah.
And it was on a Saturday, so the place was packed.
Like a Thai place, was it?
No, it's just health food.
Oh, yeah.
And I got the... But I got the curry.
Oh, right. That's right. You guys, like, tossed everything else off. We're like, oh, my God, the curry's amazing.
And lime... pomegranate drink.
Oh, yum.
With chia seeds.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
I don't even know, but it was the most delicious thing. Mm. I finished it before the bartender or the lady who was serving at the bar, which is where I was. She's all, you want something else? Because I just...
guzzled it.
You know how something's so good, you just go...
right. So that's what I hate about drinks that taste too good.
Oh,
they just
so
go down
good.
So easy. Yeah. And you're just like, oh, man, I can't like have 12 of these. It doesn't seem...
Right. Well, I know. I mean, I know it's not soda, but it was definitely too sweet to be
listen, full
legit.
Of chia seeds.
I don't know.
Pomegranate.
Went...
Nothing but healthy. Okay. Antioxidants. Intestinal brooms. It's fantastic.
Intestinal brooms.
Sure, that chia seed will scrub you out, buddy.
Anyway, I did that. And then so the suit's done.
The food's been eaten.
Oh, weddings. Oh, my God.
Dear. Oh, my God. It's so good. Oh, there was a story this morning. I sent it to Yuzi for you.
Yeah, there's a couple of wedding
stories
in your body.
I'm skipping them. I'm
no,
not doing any more
no,
wedding
it's
stories.
Good. It's
no
good.
Way.
It's actually like a how-to for
then
people
who have
a lot of...
Then it just makes us talk more about it.
Yeah.
It's fine. It's, you know what? It'll be over. You know what? You should enjoy it. This is the time when you should be reveling in it because after it's over, then you'll just be old married guy.
And it's just so much stuff.
No, it's a lot.
There's sewing happening at my house. There's outfits being picked up. There's charges on the credit card. I'm like, $945 for what?
For what?
I don't know. Oh. I haven't been able to ask. You know,
I would immediately put everything down and go ask, what is this? What's
that? The difference?
This morning, I randomly just jumped on my bank website. Mm-hmm. And there's this massive charge on there. Like, my account says zero balance. I'm like, what? And I look, and, like, it's a long story about life insurance, mm-hmm. but just mine ended this month, supposedly. So the company just decided that at my new age that they're going to charge, I mean, I'm telling you, 10 times what it was for the yearly. And they charged it. I was like, I didn't say yes to that.
Yeah.
So I have
this isn't auto-pay.
It was, I guess. But I looked this morning, I'm like, oh, my God. I have no money. What do I do? And I wouldn't even know who to call over there. So I guess that's what I'm going to do today. Spend all day trying to get my money back.
I don't understand. Right. Life insurance.
I had a 20-year policy that I got when my kid was born. It ended last month. We're in the process of getting a whole nother policy with a whole nother company. Mm-hmm. And my old company just charged me the new rates for us. And I'm like, I don't have any more affiliation.
You know what bothers me about
that? I'm totally overdrawn.
Is that should be, first of all, that should be illegal.
Uh-huh.
But second of all, part of the reason they get away with that, I think, sometimes, is that there's some check mark or something
right, that I didn't
that
uncheck.
You unknowingly signed up for the automatic
So auto pay.
No, I don't even know what this new policy is.
Right.
It was over. They sent me a notice saying your thing's ending. You have the option to continue at these rates. And I'm like, well, I'm not doing that.
That's so shady.
Oh, my God. You cannot believe the amount of money that is in my checking account today.
Wow.
I'm surprised I even looked. I usually wouldn't look on Mondays.
You should never be automatically billed for something that you weren't party to.
Especially that amount of money. It's like, I didn't want to buy a new car from you, you effers. Mm-hmm. Like, it's exorbitant. My bank is just crushed right now. I'm like, oh my God, I have two things out that are going to be overdrafts today. So I'm going to be irate on the phone with someone today. Put that. Dude, I'm telling you, I'm so agitated about it. Like driving it, because I did this literally 2 minutes before my alarm for walking out the door went off. And I'm like, oh my God, huh? And then I have to leave. So I'm in the car going, oh my God. Just like freaking out over it.
I feel you. I know that feeling when something's not right with your finances.
All the money that was for the rest of the month and then some is just gone.
I can't believe that they had so that's your ATM.
It was auto pay because it was a yearly bill and they auto took it when it was 10% of what it is now.
Uh-huh.
Like I'm telling you, you can't believe the amount of money that was stolen from my bank account this morning. I know. My heart is thudding right now just thinking about it. And to go to your bank page, you know, you open up your banking, sipping my coffee. Like the balance is zero. I'm like, zero? What? Oh, my God. I know I'm sweating right now.
That's intense.
I'm going to take off my clothes. Oh, my God. So your $900 bill on your Visa, I can feel it. I feel you, and I raise you.
Oh, I'm sure that's something that we need have.
Right.
Oh, the photo booth.
You're not going to be able to call someone angrily and get that money back. Oh, you get a photo booth?
Well, can you have a wedding without one?
Oh, that's great news.
I'm telling you, these are the things.
You and I are photo booth stars.
Yeah, we are.
Go do it.
They keep coming up.
I know. Well,
I
got to have this.
I'm like,
you got to have that.
I did like
that. And here's
the
bill for the flowers.
Well, and there's a lot of things she's doing
that
are actually keeping the cost down, like the flowers.
Yeah.
She's doing them.
Oh, she's going to do all the flowers herself?
Well, she's going to do, like table arrangements or something.
Oh, wow. That's a lot of work.
Well.
Do we get to take those with us?
You're going to be helping with that.
Am I?
Probably.
It's
a lot
of. How many guests? 100
guests or something more?
A little less than that. I didn't even invite anybody. I didn't invite anybody.
Us?
You have no idea how.
Well, Billy must be coming.
What about Peter Cook?
Peter's coming.
How about the Canes? Kane Performance.
Oh, Kane will be there.
Yeah.
KanePerformance.com is going to be
there.
Invite
some people.
No, I mean, like all the people. Look, I.
What about those two guys?
Not on a daily basis go out and hang with my friends, but I have friends from San Diego, Oregon, you know?
Yeah.
Are they all going to find out?
I could have thrown the hugest party of all times, but who can afford that?
Hey, do you invite two guys from your birthday?
Jason Sisko and
Billy. I invited Jason, but he's going to be on a cruise for his birthday, his 50th. And I invited Billy, but Billy's busy, I think. I'm not sure if he's going to make it.
What about Shooty?
Oh, Shooty coming?
Yeah,
Shooty
is
coming.
Yeah. Oh my God, Shooty's coming?
Yeah, I can't wait.
Oh, that'll be so fun. Oh, make sure he's seated at our table. How many people at each table?
You keep asking me about the seating. I would know that.
I want to sit with these guys. Well, I'm sure your wife will know that, but Shooty can sit with us, right? I would love to have Shooty.
Sure.
Is
his wife named Debbie?
I don't remember his wife's name.
Michelle.
Michelle? He texted me or emailed me like a month ago. He's pretty excited.
Oh, good.
Yeah. He is.
Yeah.
He's still bald, I wonder?
Yeah, I believe so.
Once you go bald.
You never go back?
Well. Unless you're a girl, I guess. You know?
Well, and sometimes you go bald and it's you can't un-go bald because you can't get any hair back.
Yeah. You see how it's going to come in and you're like, nope.
What do you say? Your hair left you? Your hair jumped off?
Yeah. Look, abandoned ship.
For me.
Like the rats on a ship.
It was clear. My dad was bald. So it was good. It was, and he used to even say when I had this ridiculous
big mane
pile
of hair.
He'd be like, enjoy it, buddy.
Wow.
That hair is not long
a little
for this
bitter,
earth.
Yeah.
I am, Dad. Don't worry about it. Look at this.
All right, we're
Vince
late.
Vince Sr.'s a little bitter.
What?
Yeah. We're really late. Kayla, look at the time.
We're having fun.
I know. Believe me. KLLC, KLLC, HD1, San Francisco, Sarah and Vinny, Alice Morning Show. We'll be right back.
Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.